Well, I'm just at a job site today doing a small backsplash, and I just have this thing running around my head. Last night I watched this weird movie for the first time. What the heck was it called? I can't remember now. Oh, Easy Rider. Anyway, the thing is the guy said something halfway through the show. Kind of a weird show anyway. I don't know if I fully get the show, but I guess it was trying to make a political statement at the time about freedom and long hair and whatever. Anyway, the guy said, just out of the blue, if God didn't exist, the need to invent him would become necessary. I think that's what he said. Close enough, anyway. Boy, that really rings true. See, I think we really need something to believe in and something to look forward to. We're believing in something, looking forward to something. Much the same thing. It's just when we want to believe in something larger than us, larger than all of this, larger than our lives. I'm sitting here doing this countertop. I was here yesterday to do it, but I couldn't get in because the mother-in-law was here before I was, and she closed the door and left the key inside. So today I come, and there was supposed to be something here for me to do this job, and it's not here. Yesterday when I came, I didn't really feel like doing the job. And so I got out of it because, you know, I didn't want to say I don't want to come. I just wanted to, same time, also get it over with. But, you know, rather than being upfront with what we really want and really follow our joy, I know I'm getting sidetracked from what I was talking about a second ago, but so what? Rather than being straightforward about what we want, we go sideways. You know, and sort of, so the universe had to create an excuse for me not to have to do this yesterday. Right? Which means the mother-in-law comes here, does something, and then forgets the key. Now, there's a whole lot of strings attached to that because people feel bad. Because, you know, they know I came here to do the job. So you kind of wonder about creating ability. Now sometimes, of course, other people are creating their own situations, and they may be creating things where it gives them reasons to feel bad. I know, that sounds strange. Why would anyone want to create that? Well, they don't do it on purpose. We do it subconsciously by thinking about mistakes we make and so forth. And so we tell the universe to create more of that stuff. Anyway, back to this God thing. I think we really need something to believe in. And all these years, thinking back, for some reason it made me think back of the years when I was so unhappy and I was trying to find happiness. And, you know, I kept going and kept trying things and so forth. I mean, there's times when I gave up, yeah. But generally what kept me going was the hope that there was a possibility that I could get to this life, even though I didn't believe I would really make it. It's kind of weird. How can you believe you'll never make it and yet still have hope? That's what hope is, I think. It's just reaching beyond what we believe is hope. And I think that's what this book is going to be about. Because I can see this is turning maybe into a book. Not necessarily one that I want everybody to read, but regardless, I think that's what it's turning into. And the title, what should the title be? Some things are worth believing in. Or some things are just worth believing in, whether they're true or not. That's a good title. That's a good saying. I heard that on a show. I didn't invent it. Some other writer came up with that, and I'm sorry I don't have his name, so I can't really give him credit, but I'm sure he knows who he is. And I've been trying to take time off from this tiling and other stuff, just take time to myself to think about all this stuff, and think about the direction of my life, because I don't know where the heck I'm going. I mean, what's the point of all this? What's the point of what I'm doing right now? I mean, you know, when I run it through rationally in my head, there's 100 different combinations of ideas come up. But the real reason, I don't know. I don't know why I'm doing it. I guess in hopes of reaching further, I think. And I hope I can expand to even more happiness in hopes of being able to create more, easier. Maybe it's I hope that other people can also see it, you know, that they can get out of where they are. Because there's one thing that's really hard, is seeing someone that's in pain. And every now and then, I look around me. I try not to look at people because I see stuff that I can't handle. I pick up too much stuff. I think sometimes I care too much. But every now and then I do look at a person. Once in a while, I see people that are really happy. I see people unhappy who don't even know they're unhappy. I don't even know what the hell it is my business. It's none of my freaking business. I should just stick minding my own business. Instead of running around worrying about whether other people are happy or not happy. Weird, eh? Look at this. The color of tile has just changed. From darker to lighter. Oh, well, anyway, I'll work it out. So, the question is what to do? What to believe in? Believe in a God? I mean, even though there's really no evidence of a God coming here and looking after people, I mean, really, you couldn't prove it scientifically any more than you can prove some of the or disprove some of the New Age stuff that people decide to believe in, like angels and so forth. And of course, when we believe in it, we say, well, look, there's a miracle. That's part of it. But that's not really, really, really proof. It's proof for ourselves. It's the proof that we want, but not really proof like a coffee table sitting in front of you is proof, is it? So, in a sense, we believe, and we want to believe, and we use our belief as proof, because it satisfies, the belief satisfies our needs, and calms us. And I think partially, that's because we've forgotten the main reason why we're here. In the whole process of forgetting who we are and coming here, I think we've forgotten the reason behind it. And that is to experience joy, to experience fun, to experience this life. So we're, in a sense, always kind of searching. Are we really searching for more happiness? Are we searching for the things that might bring us happiness? Are we searching for the fact of what we're searching for? I mean, really, sometimes in the past, I don't think I knew really what I was looking for. I thought it was more happiness, but I wasn't sure. Or was it relief from the pain? In some cases, now looking back, I think I was looking for relief of the pain. Because that's the first reaction to looking for more happiness. We're sensing pain instead of the happiness we're looking for. And so we search to get rid of the pain. See, and in that, searching to get rid of pain, we get sidetracked. Right? We use things like alcohol and drugs and so forth to get rid of the pain. When in fact, that just ends up giving us more pain. So, the trick is, I think, to know what we're really searching for. I'm not too sure what I'm searching for. Trying to figure that out. I know some things that I want, not even physical things, just I like the creating part. I like doing that. Somewhere, I almost sometimes feel like I'm missing something. I'm missing the point. See, in that same token, I'm sort of saying, well, isn't this the point? Then I'm sort of in my head going, well, is that enough? Is that it? Okay, so I've been here. I've experienced. Okay, so now it's done. It's over. Right? I mean, how many more times can you experience the same thing? It just keeps going and keeps going. So then, you say you've experienced enough. Well, I have no idea what I'm talking about today. It's not even what I wanted to say. Still feeling out of it, eh? It's weird. Yesterday I was way out of it. I felt just totally scattered. It's like there's something in the air, and all of a sudden I just go whack. It's like electricity. Something's changed. I mean, something's really changing in my body. I've never had a problem with eating meat before. Now I can hardly stand it. I smell it cooked and I almost throw up. I walk past the meat in the supermarket and I almost throw up. You know, I mean, what the hell's going on? 2 years ago, now I quit smoking. Not really that I wanted to. I loved smoking. God, it's one of my favorite things. But all of a sudden, my body said, that's it. I didn't really have a choice. The craving for it went away. It just vanished. Poof, that's it. I just quit. And over and done. I don't really have a craving for it. I just loved the smoking. You know, you get a cup of coffee and you sit in a chair and you smoke a cigarette and you watch the little curls of smoke go up or blow away in the breeze. You watch an old movie, you know, an old black and white movie. I mean, if you took the smoking out of there, it wouldn't be half as neat. And yet something happened. And now my body's going through the same thing again. Another level. I don't really like it. I don't remember asking for it. But maybe because I'm asking for more joy, I'm doing more creating, right? Larger things. Bringing them faster. And I know that's increasing the flow inside me. because the energy in me is flowing more. And like I was saying before, really using appreciation, sort of creating that way and more freely, seems to create a finer vibration flowing through. So, finer vibration of love, does that make sense? Something like that. And that, in itself, I think is changing my body, changing things in me. It's like there's more electricity flowing through me. It's vibrating sometimes. It's causing some, a little bit of scatterbrain, what I call, yeah. Now that I had before, now that I think about it, I had that when I first started sending love, and of course I was really pushing it at that time, and I'm kind of pushing it now too, of this. But I had all kinds of effects because I was pushing so hard with sending love. That's why I told people, just take it easy, you know, work into it slowly, don't drive yourself crazy, because you could actually make yourself sick if you push it too hard. You'll get chest pains, you'll feel like you have chest cold from an opening in your chest, you know, opening the heart center so fast. So, I mean, there's days I could hardly breathe anymore from the pain in my chest, and it feels like you have bronchitis or something, you know, but you go in and you get it checked and it's like nothing shows up, so... But that's what it feels like, and you can get all kinds of side effects. Like I said, feeling scattered and out of place. But I think that's normal of what would be happening with your body if you're going through that. So, maybe the creating I'm doing right now, and the way I'm doing it, is having that kind of effect on my body. And that sort of makes sense. See, so it's a good thing that I'm doing all this recording, because maybe someone else is going through the same thing and they don't know if it's normal or not normal, because how do we know? I mean, no one really tells us what all you're going to go through with this stuff. You know, it's different when you're a yogi and you're sitting under an apple tree and someone's bringing you food every day. There's not a lot of stress. But when you do all this stuff and you live a day-to-day life, and you have everything to look after, like a job and so forth, and yeah, I have more freedom, I can stop at any time and so forth, but today, I'm at a job. It's different, you know. Then you have... Oh, and by the way, yeah, you know, doing this is like a job too. Because it takes a lot of energy to write, well, I'm not writing it, I'm recording it, but it's going through my head and it's, and trying to figure out what's going on and what I'm doing and what I'm feeling and experiencing. It takes a lot of energy, it takes more actually than just to do another job. Actually, I would already be finished this wall here if I wasn't doing all this yakking. Anyway, hopefully nobody comes here while I'm talking like this, because I look like an idiot. What else is new? Anyway, so, trick is to figure out what we really want. Figure out what kind of feelings we really want to experience. So, I mean, that's really what it all amounts down to, right? So, I'm still thinking about, you know, the thing that I wanted with, well, sitting in a warm climate kind of place, you know, by the beach. What am I going to do when I'm there? What am I going to do? I suppose I can create more. Then what do I create? A place up in the mountains? Snow-covered hills? I suppose. Could do that, eh? That would work. I gotta get my head around this. I'm just gonna take a break here for a minute and think about this.